out of the glop of the western yuck, the Mondo Ranger rides again.
Hello, Mucky!
Astride his golden Palomino Mucky, the Mondo Ranger strikes terror into the hearts of evildoers everywhere except void where prohibited.
Hi-ho, Mucky! Hi-ho, Mucky!
Where did this juggernaut of justice come from? Whence? Who knows and who cares? We take you now to those thrilling years of yesterday as the Mondo Ranger rides again.
Hi-ho, Mucky!
Well, ma'am, my work here is finished, so I'll be moving on.
What are you talking about? Your work's finished. They're stealing my cattle. They're rustling my doggies.
You're correct, but I'm plumb tuckered out, to speak in the genre, and I'm just going to move on here.
Come back here, you ugly wolf!
Hi-ho, Mucky!
Who was Mucky. That masked man? I'm going to brand him on
Mucky.
The face!
Where's
Mucky
gone? My little spears! Please come back! Tune in again next week as the Mondo Ranger rides again!
Where's Mucky? Mucky! Hi-ho, Mucky! Holly, holly, oxen free!
This is Diver Dan Doomy with Vicious Lies and Rumors, your pipeline to Hollywood, New York, Miami, and Tulsa. All the things you want to know that are none of your business about big stars and other people who are better than you. And here's what's happening. John Belushi's party for Eagle Glenn Frey, celebrating Frey's mother's purchase of a hotel in Holland, Michigan, was held last week at L.A.'s fashionable disco, La Catatonia. The blast drew the elite of Rock Dumb, Movie Dumb, and Governor Dumb, with Linda Ronstadt coming in with Hawaii Governor George Ariyoshi and going out with Andy Williams, who, by the way, danced a jig with punk princess Patti Smith before La Smith ate Elton's new hair and threw up on the drummer of the Gay Hickeys who were providing the music. The Hickeys' bass player, by the way, is Galt Squeeze Cream, whose father, Ray Bolger, once gave his paperboy a hamster for Christmas. I ate the darn thing, says the paperboy, now known as Meatloaf, whose mock shootout with Jack Nicholson ended the party and left 13 people hospitalized, though none seriously. That's it for Vicious Lies. Stay tuned for all the facts on Midnight Mondo.
Hey, I got something on time. You turn off the mic.
What are you doing?
Just thinking.
Thinking about what, Snookums?
20 years being married to you.
Oh, 20 years tomorrow. Isn't it wonderful?
It's been one whoop-de-doo after another. I couldn't love you more.
Honey, here's a little something because you're you.
Oh, for me? Oh, what could it be?
It's a deck of pinochle cards.
My body is yours.
Oh, I knew you'd like it.
Pinochle is forever. Now, this station, in cooperation with the CIA, presents Conspiracy Corner. Today on Conspiracy Corner, we're talking to Mr. Wandell Enderbed, conspiracy hunter and former animator for the Disney Studios. I believe you work out there at Frank and Elma's in Truckee Flats, Frank and Elma's Conspiracy Centers.
Tuskegee Flats.
Just south of Birmingham there?
That's right, sir. This microphone bug.
Sure is there. Mr. Enderbed, as folks has been and uncovered some startling new revelations about one of the most bizarre disappearances in American history.
Sir, thank you very much. We couldn't do this on television, you know, and I want you to know I have evidence that the air we breathe was over Red China just last night.
It is Mr. Underbed's contention that Bambi mother did not really die.
Who told you that?
Well, you did.
I was afraid there was another leak. I'm sorry, sir. You see, Bambi's mother didn't die in that fire. She was whisked away by a helicopter to Disney's private island, which, sir, by the way, I have evidence was funded by the Red Chinese personally. And for over 10 years, she was forced to do the bidding of the perverted Mr. Disney.
A sordid love camp for cartoon animals, such as you might see in Mail Magazine. Is that right?
Well, that's true. If my sources are correct, Sir Bambi's mother was then sold into slavery and is still alive, kept by an SS man in Nicaragua.
Now, is the State Department, Mr. Underbed, which we know to be infiltrated, investigating this matter?
Oh, State Department ain't done nothing for years. But the FBI now, the FBI has called for her extradition as a material witness to the Smokey the Bear assassination, one of the most tragic chapters in our country's history.
I'm afraid we'll have to wait for another show because we're all out of time there.
Sir, I have further proof that Bambi's mother was also seen in the Kennedy compound petting zoo.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Wandell Enderbed,
and it
for Conspiracy
was a
Corner.
Fact
you want to check in with Wandell, just go up there to Frank and Elma's Conspiracy Center in Tuskegee Flats,
sir,
north of Birmingham.
You know,
they're open 9 to 9 on Sundays.
And that's it for Conspiracy Corner. That's a fact throughout Tuskegee Flats.
Well, we're off the air now, and I don't think they bought a thing you said, but have you thought much about the Eddie Haskell, you know, thing on with, you know...
Well...
And Bobby Kennedy, because I know Eddie Haskell was there with Lumpy Rutherford, and they were all there in the kitchen, see? And
yeah,
right Bobby's there,
last
yeah,
words, I'm a,
Wally
I'm a professional
came in the door,
reader, sir.
And then it went
last
to
words.
Went.
Screw with Valley over Hollywood. Or any office boy or young mechanic can be a panic with just a good look.
Hi, this is Otis 12 with the Midnight Mondo microphones out here on the corner of Hollywood and Vine in Tinseltown, USA, home of all the celebrities. We know that you like celebrities. We like celebrities, and we know that you like to watch celebrities as much as we like to watch celebrities. And since this is radio, listen to celebrities. Watch it, buddy. We're out here. We're going to give you the sounds of celebrities here at Hollywood and Vine. I know there are a lot of people walking by me here now, most of them in silence, mooning here in the street, probably related to some celebrity who's been programmed into some cult. Here's a lady over here. She used to do Charmin commercials, but she's going the other way across the street, so we won't get to talk to her. Yul Brynner Jr., who was Cylon in Battlestar Galactica last week, does hang out down here at the bookstore, and I'm sure that... he could be by later. If we hang around here in Hollywood, we will eventually run into some celebrities. Also, the former chauffeur for Herb Alpert, Key Wanda Brass. I know he's right here at this vending machine, so he should be by. Over there. It's Billy Travolta. Billy. Joey Travolta's half-brother. Sorry about
that. Hey, man, you stuck that microphone right in my mouth. Why don't you watch where you're going?
Is John really a good pilot?
Don't be hearing from my lawyer.
Well, as you can see, we've met a lot of celebrities here on Hollywood and Vine and Tinseltown. Oh, look, Mrs. Olson! Mrs. Olson!
Chrysanthemum, roll down your window.
Groundless Optimism, number B.
Man, I am telling you, rock and roll is the only thing that can save the world from the morass of immorality and inhumanity, man. Look at this.
Oh, wow.
400,000 people brought together for one weekend just by the power of music, man. I tell you, rock and roll can do it, and it will. It will, man.
Oh, wow, man.
Yeah, excuse me a minute. I got to make an announcement here.
Oh, wow.
Excuse me, Grace.
Oh, wow.
Can I use the mic here? Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Altamont. We're going to have a great time with the music. Could bring those bikes up a little closer to the stage? Yeah, don't crowd the angels here.
Oh, wow.
Boundless optimism, take yellow.
Hey, man, what you in for, huh? Oh, man, they did a number on your back, didn't they? Oh, man. Hey, don't sweat it, though, because they haven't done anything to anybody, man, just for posing as a messiah.
Messiah.
And it's been months since they got anybody on that rap. You know, they'll plea bargain with you, man, you know. Probably get you on mail fraud.
I'm sure I'll be out in
a few
days.
Yeah, you'll be out 3 months. I got a couple friends here, thieves in the next cell. They'll be out, man. They're all right.
Boundless optimism, our nation's capital, Tacoma, Washington.
Sir, we've got this thing going right now. We got six of the best undercover men in the business going into the Democratic headquarters. They're going to plant the bug. They'll be right out.
Well, it sounds simple to me. I say go with
and
it.
Even if they're caught, sir, who's going to care?
They go to jail, big deal. No one would ever connect it with the president. At least no one in their right mind.
I certainly wouldn't, sir.
No. Have you spoken to the picture lately?
This is the B-side of our platter, sports fans.
This is Midnight Mondo.
Yippee!
And I'm singing just for you, covered in sequins.
Midnight Mondo, starring Ogden Edsel. I'm Otis 12, that's Diver Dan Doobie.
In the canyons of your mind.
Little Tommy Strange around somewhere.
I will wander through your brain.
Very close by.
Steve Sleeper around here somewhere.
To the ventricles of your heart.
Hey, Diver Dan.
Hey. I'm in love with you again.
What's on tonight, Diver Dan?
Tonight.
Cross the mountains of your chest.
Groundless optimism. Yippee, all right. Everything's going to be all right.
The old geezer returns and blind people.
To the forest of your cheek.
Space Commander Whack.
Through the holes in your string bag.
Oh. Play it. Midnight Mondo. And the best in music. What do you say, Diver? Let's get out of here. Let's drink fine wine before the show's over.
My darling, in my cardboard-colored dream.
No hallucinogens tonight.
Midnight Mondo.
Once again, I hear your love. And I kiss, yes, I kiss your perfumed hair.
But she's not there.
The sweet essence of giraffe.
A giraffe? A giraffe? That's what they
and
said.
Each time I hear your name.
Frying pan. Frying pan.
Oh, my, how it hurts.
she's in pain.
Ow.
In the wardrobe of my soul.
What section?
In the section labeled chats.
Sure. Mondo.
Rarely does one see such perfection.
Oh, mean it.
No.
Scooby dooby doo.
Wah 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 wah. Looks like. Terminus Est, a midnight mando.
Not Terminus Est.
Oh, Terminus Est a mundo. Hey. Midnight Mando, starring the Arganetzo. I'm Otis 12. That's Diver Nandome. Tommy Strange around. Steve Sleeper at the controls. Arganetzo.
He's flying away.
Who let the door open? Well, what's on next week? Diver Danless Dumas.
Hey, I understand Chinese, so you can't sneak those by me, Otis. yes, indeed. Next week, hey, want to know what happened to Nancy Sinatra?
Hey, what did happen to Nancy Sinatra?
Well, she's been washing dishes in a little restaurant in Petaluma, but next week, we pull her fingernails out.
We do? She didn't make the payments, I guess. Also... cardboard paper right here on the show. Oh, there he is. Cardboard singing.
So happy they're not. No. If it isn't love, there are no reasons for the song.
A bus tour of Fort Hemophilia, Iowa.
I've never seen the way to beauty in those eyes. Mercy.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Look, they've installed a telephone.
A telephone?
Yes.
What do we need a telephone for? Nobody ever calls.
Then your vision.
Folks, give us a call.
Nothing but a dream, so happy it is. And there never was a heaven up above.
Bugs all over.
Hey.
Get away.
Well, it looks like another penny has fallen off the Empire State Building of Life through the forehead of this show. Standing on the sidewalk, unsuspecting, 103 stories below, and that's the end of Midnight Mando, starring the Ogden Edsel. I'm Otis 12, that's Diver Dandumi.
Hey, you got bugs in your hair or anything?
Yeah, they do.
Bugs all over me.
Jeez, I'll never go
to San
Francisco again. What's on next week? More bugs.
I don't know. Next week? Are we going to be on next week?
Are your socks glowing in the dark lately?
They are.
Midnight Mando next week. Well,
you're
going to have some recordings
fire,
of Celebrity Big Toe Sweepstakes, and that's going to be extremely interesting. We expect the tape from the coast any day.
If it isn't love,
there
are no
seasons. Sing it
like
fast.
The summer or the spring, so help me now.
Somebody help him. Help me.
If it isn't love,
bugs.
There are no
squirmy,
for the song.
Furry things.
I say, mine are wearing sunglasses.
My eyelids.
To beauty,
yours
beauty,
have sport coats on or leisure suits?
Well,
there would be no moon,
tropical
no
leisure suits.
You're
going surfing.
I'll cut him off at the bar.
If it isn't love.
No more tabs, fellas.
And this is nothing but a dream, so happy.
Monday.
And there never was.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, it's Midnight Mando! starring Ogden and Edsel. I'm Otis 12, your studio host. That's
Diver Dan Doomy.
Hey! Lots of big stuff. Steve Sleeper controls. Tommy Strange might be under a table tonight. We don't know what's happening. We don't know what we're going to do. What's going to go on? We're just confused and irresponsible. Oh, you know? Because...
the way boys are.
The way boys are. And we're boys.
Hey, that's right. This show is done by boys.
For boys.
Listen to that. Weren't the Beatles great? Diver Dan. Midnight.
Mondo.
Sapient peanut clusters later in the show. Also, mutant teenagers in hot jackets. Oh. You know why.
And little geese practice German steps. Think about it.
That's me.
Midnight Mondo.
Let me be.
This is Otis 12. I'm in an airport, and I'm about to do something that a lot of you have always thought about doing in an airport, and here it goes. Hey, I'm in the PLO. Hey, it's a hijacking. I got a bomb. My shoes are made of nitroglycerin. My suitcase is full of small revolvers. Hey, I'm from nationalist China, Taiwan. This is an extortion attempt. See, you can get away with anything here in the airport. They're not really serious. This is Midnight Mondo. Oh, my Lord.
Mondo!
This is a hijacking. Perfectly safe here in the airport, really.